Nearly half of the Republicans in the state legislature have signed on to a petition to call lawmakers into a special session. They need two-thirds of both the House and Senate to actually do so. Governor Doug Ducey was expected to call them back to the Capitol when they adjourned the regular 2020 session, but he hasn't done so yet. And that has left lawmakers across the political spectrum frustrated, some at what they see as inaction on the governor's part, and others at what they see as overreach. Neither Senate President Karen Fann nor House Speaker Rusty Bowers was included on a list of Republicans said to have signed the special session petition. And President Fann is with us for a few minutes this morning. President Fann, good morning. So six members of your caucus have signed on to this. That's not even, it's just barely over a third at this point. Can you give us an idea of your reaction to this and whether you were offered the opportunity to sign on as well?
I was. Now, and let me state also, there are 23 out of 90 people, of legislators, that have signed on. So it really isn't even a third yet.
Well, in terms of, we were thinking in terms of Republicans, but yes, you're absolutely right on. Yes.
Right. But it takes all of us, Democrats and Republicans, to call us back in and to get some work done. So you've got to look at the big picture as to how do we get the votes to come back in. And then once we come back in, what is the objective? What is it we need to do to get those 31 votes to pass something in the House and 16 in the Senate, and then go up to the governor and he's got to sign it. He has the veto power.
Have you had a feeling from the governor, have you had a chance to talk with him or email with him or whatever it may be, to see what has occurred? Those of us who are not at the Capitol really thought there was a good chance for a special session. Now it seems less so. Has he given you any impression as to what his feelings are on that?
Absolutely. So he's not opposed to special sessions per se. We had said, and we're still working on it, just so you know, particularly over in the Senate, we meet every week. We have leadership meetings, we have budget meetings, and we are in constant contact with the governor's staff as we move through the ever-changing things. And, you know, God bless our governor and Dr. Crist. I don't think any of us would want to be in their shoes, because this is uncharted territory where they are having to navigate it. But, yes, we're having those communications. We had anticipated having to come in for a special session for the budget probably in June, but the numbers were not near as bad as we thought. So we're good for at least a couple of months. And we'll keep monitoring those. At any given time that we need to come in and make budget adjustments, we will absolutely do that. And he is 100% behind that when it's needed. The second issue is members wanting to come in for special session. The question is, what is the objective here? Many of them are saying, those that are signed on say, we want to end his executive orders, his declaration of emergency. And we can understand that, because we always thought that when a governor has to declare emergency, it should be for 30, maybe 60 days, right? Nobody expected this to go on for so many months. So I understand their frustration. But remember, we've got to be able, if we're going to bring ourselves in, is it safe between, you know, the protests that we're going on? This will create a platform, the COVID. How do we have committee meetings? How do we have floor meetings? We can't even agree on whether we should wear a mask or not. So how do you get 90 members all together in the middle of a crisis to actually get something accomplished? So we need to work on this. We need to lay it out and say, okay, if we're going to come back, when are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? What's it going to be about? And have some sort of, hopefully, an agreement with the other side of the aisle that there won't be any funny business going on. Because if we call ourselves back in, it's a free-for-all. Anybody can do anything, propose anything they want, and it could be a mess.
President Fann, you mentioned a few things there that some members want to come back to a special session to address. Are there things that you think need to be addressed, and especially in terms of maybe the recovery we're looking at here from this pandemic?
Absolutely. One of the things we're working on right now is a liability bill. We're working on that with the chamber members and attorney groups. You know, a lot of our businesses, HOAs, schools, everybody's a little concerned about frivolous lawsuits if somebody tries to claim that they caught COVID in their place of business. So we are working on a bill there. And as soon as we think that we've got something ready to present, then yes, that's something we would like to come back in on a special session. Economic development, trying to make sure that we move move our state forward and out of this COVID. We don't know if it's going to be another 3 months or is it going to be another year. So we've just got to work through all these details.
President Phan, final brief question for you here. When it comes to the fact this is an election year, how does that affect the attitudes of some lawmakers you've talked to about wanting a special session? Is there some motivation for trying to show they accomplished more, quote unquote?
That's a really good point. Glad you asked that, because that's true on all sides. Yeah, it is an election. So consequently, everybody's on their soapboxes, if you will, of their platforms. And so consequently, that's another reason why we should not be going back in, at least before the primary, because that's all that it will be about, is everybody trying to get their sound bites in on the floor for their primary elections.
That is the Senate President of the Arizona State Senate, Karen Phan. President Phan, thanks so much and stay well.
Hey, well, thank you so much.